You Made It, You Played It. Written by Marenke and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Locked Tomb. Relationship, Mercimon I/Christabel Oct. Rating, Mature. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Additional tags, Blood Play, a little. Spit Kink, also just a little. Pre-canon, dehumanization. Me, waving like a madman, with my Mercimorn as Herohorik theory. Mercimorn was the first to crack the theory of God's immortality alongside Cassiopeia. Augustine, later, when it doesn't matter anymore, will say it was him and Cassiopeia. But Mercimorn kept the carefully dated paperwork with her. After all, it was, in all but name, Christabel's death certificate. Both of them stared, in silence, at each other, already feeling viscous blood on their hands. Both of them did not speak when they simply parted, going desperately to find their cavaliers. She already knew that she preferred death to killing Christabel. But Mercimorn knew her cavalier like she knew a body. Too well for anyone else to be comfortable with what she had done. Mercimorn knew that, if she implied it during a dinner, Christabel would pick the closest knife to open her jugular right over the salad. That's why, when she found Christabel, lounging in their bedroom after prayer, still playing with the beads of her collar, each depicting one of the 8 houses, Mercimorn did not speak. She stalked to her, put a hand on Christabel's shoulder, and swiftly shut off every neural path that would lead to protest, to movement, to anything that wasn't breathing or listening. There was no panic in Christabel, used to Mercimorn and her moods, her shutting off of functions. No, just breathing, peacefully, eyes glassy and frozen in place, her doll and experiment and wife. Mercimorn sank to her level, moved towards Christabel so their eyes would meet. I have found terrible things about what John wants us to do to achieve what he has. She started slowly, watching Christabel quietly. What for, she didn't know. Christabel wouldn't move, wouldn't sketch a reaction until Mercimorn untied the knots of nerves she'd done. She still did. I am already ordering you, and you will listen, Christabel. You won't do it. You must live. I won't let your soul be the furnace of my powers. No answer. Mercimorn tapped Christabel's language centers, undid the blockage of her jaw. Blood sweat started pouring at her temples, necromantic effort always too much, no matter how many years they spent under God's wings. Logically, she knew this was the way she could be useful to John. Emotionally, the toll of killing Christabel would lead her to the grave. My lady, I cannot promise. Always so formal when she wanted to be, her Christabel. But it was a formal moment, so Mercimorn allowed it. If God made it, it is for some reason we can't understand. I must obey his will. Mercimorn took a deep breath, unblocked Christabel's pain receptors, usually kept busy with antagonists Mercimorn had fabricated to enhance her performance in fights, Christabel's biology a mess of modifications through the centuries, until she was the perfect, pain-free, adrenaline-addicted fighting machine. No cavalier would ever match her, because no cavalier would ever be as internally modified as Christabel was. However, in that moment, Christabel would have no need for it. No, she needed to be human. Mercimorn dug her nails into the soft skin of Christabel's cheek. Christabel, loyal dog, did not make a sound at the pain, only smiled like pain was a reward. God's will does not trump mine, Christabel, she hissed, and Christabel purred into the touch as she got closer, closer, close enough that Mercimorn could see herself in Christabel's eyes. I can't see a world without you. Then, added with voice low and full of despair, don't make me have to, Christabel, please. Tiredness swept her like a curse, blood pouring out of her like tears, emotionally and physically exhausted, a puppet without its strings. The limitations of the necromantic body, as modified as Mercimorn's was a cursed thing. "I can only see a world where my sacrifice helps you. I would kill myself on your mere command, my lady." She visibly tried to move, and Mercimorn undid the hold on her. Christabel moved fluidly, like her limbs hadn't been tied, held Mercimorn's face, kissed her bloody lips, licking it off like a reward, a loyal dog enjoying the attention from its master. That wouldn't do. Mercimorn's hand snaked up, held her jaw open, wet and red and inviting, tongue out and aware of what was to come. She cranked Christabel's head into looking up and spat in her mouth as they separated. Christabel only giggled, swallowing dutifully. "You will listen, Christabel." "I will try," she replied, nonchalant, and both knew Christabel wouldn't even attempt that. That was okay, really. Mercimorn simply wouldn't leave her side anymore. Nothing would separate them. Not again. One death had been enough. Mercimorn refused to lose her Christabel once more. The End.